Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu al-Hilmi wal-Anati wal-Rifqi. The chapter on forbearance. Hilm, forbearance. Anat, composure. And Rifqi, softness. To understand what these three words mean, Hilm is tolerance. In other words, something that goes against our disposition, something that goes against our tabiat, something that goes against our desires, at that time to exercise sabr is known as hilm. In Urdu it's called burdbari. That a person is tolerant at that time, he doesn't react immediately, he controls himself, he has a fair amount of forbearance. Anat is translated here as composure. What anat means is a person does things but with deliberation. He thinks about something before he does the action. He's careful, he gives it some thought, and then he gets involved in that action or that contract or that deal, or then he goes about with a chain of actions after giving it a fair amount of consideration. Here is the opposite. Anat is actually the opposite of impulsiveness. Impulsiveness, a person immediately, impulsively, he just gets involved in something and later he realizes, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done this, or a person feels now that he should have behaved in a different manner. Why? Because at the spur of the moment, this is how he behaved. So this is known as anat, where a person is deliberately doing things, in other words, calculatedly he's doing things. And the last part is rifqi, which is softness. A person is kind, a person is courteous in the way he conducts himself. قال الله تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala says that they swallow their anger, they forgive people, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. So three things are mentioned in this ayat of the Quran. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. The first is they swallow their anger, and Allah Ta'ala speaking here about the people of taqwa, the people of Allah Ta'ala, that what are their qualities? That they swallow their anger, they forgive people, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. There's one incident mentioned about Ali Ibn Hassan, Ibn Hussein, Ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, famously known as Hazrat Zainul Abidin. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's grandson. His son was Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu's son's name was Hazrat Ali. So Hazrat Ali Ibn Hussein Ibn Ali radiallahu anhum. So anyway, there's an incident mentioned about him. He is the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So on one occasion, he was seated on the dastarkhan, and the person that was the servant was bringing food and coming, and the food was extremely hot, very hot. So now he was seated on the dastarkhan, one of his sons were there, young boys, and this person that was bringing the food was the servant. So the servant, the slave, had dropped that food and had burned this child. So the first expression on his face was the expression of shock or anger. And the servant, that how can you drop this on the child? So the moment he looked at that servant with that expression of anger, that servant read this first part of this ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. They swallow their anger. So immediately, now these were great people, Quran affected them. When they heard Quran, immediately their hearts would be affected with the words of the Quran. So when he said that they swallow their anger, immediately he lowered his head. In other words, that angry face now went away, lowered. So then, when the servant saw this, he read the next part of the ayat, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, that they forgive people. So Hazrat Ali ibn Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhu tells him that I have forgiven you for what you have done. And then when he said this, the servant read the third part of this ayat, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. So what did he do in return? He said, now I free you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good, so I free you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the hearts. We hear Quran and Hadith so much, but how much do we practice upon it? Hearing that fit of anger, upset he was, but three things he did. He lowered himself, he didn't express his anger, then he forgave that slave, and then he did good to practice upon the ayat of the Quran immediately, that I free you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, adopt forgiveness. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, adopt forgiveness. Be a forgiving person. Anybody does anything wrong to you, forgive them. Be a forgiving person. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ Instruct what is good. What is good, you instruct. Encourage, in other words, encourage, instruct people to do good. And the third is وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ And ignore the ignorant ones. أَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Ignore. Turn away from the ignorant ones. This word jahil, it got two meanings. One is a person who knows what he's doing and he's still doing something that is wrong. So a person is, in other words, deliberately doing some harm, deliberately doing wrong, deliberately despising, deliberately being difficult. Turn away from that type of person, and also turn away from that type of person who doesn't know what he's doing. He's a jahil, he got no idea of what he's doing, what are the repercussions of his actions. He is immature, his person may be ignorant also. So turn away from both these type of people. That person who knows what he's doing but he's still doing it wrong, and that person that he doesn't know but he's still behaving in an ignorant manner. So beautifully the Quran is telling us what to do. First is we should adopt forgiveness. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ Instruct what is good and ignore the ignorant. In other words, they're behaving indifferently, they're behaving arrogantly. Their behavior is such that warrants some type of action against them. But at that time the better thing to do is just turn away. Move away from there. Ignore them. قَالُوا سَلَامًا A person, another ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ When these ignorant or sometimes arrogant ones, they start talking to them and addressing them, all they do is they say, قَالُوا سَلَامًا Salama, in other words, they move away from there. They stay away from those situations that are going to get them upset. In other words, why should we get upset? This person is behaving ignorantly or arrogantly. That shouldn't upset us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. English is a nice saying. That person that angers you, conquers you. So then, easiest thing to do, stay away from these type of people so they don't get a chance to anger us, and nor will they be able to conquer us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.